We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. Big episode for you. Some but first of all, the Badgers last night
lost.
And what a game it was. You know, NIT, you can talk about the NIT all you want, but it is what it is. Badgers coached by
Greg Gard.
And things, you know, are looking promising for their next game, whatever that may be. Paul Emig is here. Grant Bills is here. We got some I'm a little stuffy, so my mm-mms are not as good. It's like a continuous My son and I woke up yesterday morning with dueling, like, coughing attacks. Do you want to know the new nickname we have for each other?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Armity. Because he was pretending to be a pirate, and instead of saying Armity, he was saying Armity.
That's awesome.
So now we just call each other Armity.
He's a good reader.
Come here, Armity. I'm coming, Armity.
What do you watch with pirates in it?
Nothing.
Really? So where did his pirate?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know.
Daycare.
I'm still really pushing Avengers on him.
We're all about Spidey and his amazing friends.
Oh, they finally a new episode on Friday. My God,
is there really?
There was.
Okay, that's so yeah. Season three of Spidey and his amazing friends is out.
No, it's still season two, Paul. But they were low on new episodes, so Gwen Stacy's dad took him to a tunnel, or like a subway. Electro was taking the electric. The best part about Spidey and his amazing friends, Grant is still here, but the best part is they're always with one parent, and one parent just, like, leaves the three kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, well, I guess we got to be Spideys now. All right.
Wait. Favorite villain of Spidey?
Oh, we're a Sandman house.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a distant fourth place.
Maybe Black Cat's no good for me. I don't like her.
But what about, like, a classic, like Doc Ock?
We like Doc Ock.
A little gobby, a little Green Goblin action.
We like Doc Ock.
Yeah.
I watched Arthur when I was young, so that's what I watched. I don't know. Is this a Spider-Man spinoff for kids?
No, Arthur. I watched. I watched Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus was great.
Reading Rainbow.
I really like Curious George. That was really wholesome.
I was never into Curious G.
The important thing, Grant, and you'll find this one day, deep into the future, I think, or unless you're like the next Rami 2.0, but.
Or the next, I'm probably more of the next Wicket. Although three kids, how could I? But I feel like I'll probably have kids.
But the most important thing you'll have is finding shows that you can, like, not hate or, like, be, like, okay with. Or, by the way, Bart, trivia, who sings the Spidey and his Amazing Friends theme song?
Oh, that's the guy from Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
See, okay, we listen to the whole soundtrack when we go on trips.
Oh, yeah, it's a great soundtrack.
Right now, even though it's March, Merry Spidey Christmas is a hit. All right, let's get to the show. I mean, what are we doing?
No, I like this. This is the
end. Well, I like it. You like it.
Grant likes it.
No, I'm here.
All right, so we do have Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and a Lamar-centric NFL question.
Anything about Creighton basketball?
I have nothing about Creighton basketball. Oh. I have nothing about the Final Four. I know that the top three seeds from each region didn't make it, but that I can't help with that. So you have to have different people on for that.
Well, I don't know how much of that I'm going to watch because Saturday's WrestleMania, and then Monday night is the Raw after WrestleMania. So,
yeah,
bad timing.
NCAA's got to plan accordingly.
I agree.
All right, we're going to start with a Packers question. So it is currently, well, what day is it in real? And we're recording this on Tuesday morning.
Paul,
there's no magic with you, Paul.
I know.
Jesus,
fourth wall shattered. There was a
report. This is designed to be live at whatever point they hear it, whether it's Wednesday morning or next month.
I hear you, but the context is important. So overnight.
Also, just want to say hi to Vincent in Anaheim and happy Mother's Day.
So overnight, Monday night into Tuesday morning, Charles Robinson had a report that seems well-sourced.
Ooh, a drunk tweet that I did not press send on for that one.
Oh, boy. Good job. Yeah,
I was going to say, because Charles Robinson, we asked him to come on once, and he wanted $50.
Oh, I remember this story, actually. Yeah. So I did not pay him $50 to source his content here. I think this is trending in the right direction. Like, all of, like, the quote-unquote smart Packers people seem to think this is about right, and it seems well-sourced. If the final package, whether it's today, tomorrow, or in August – well, no, it can't be in August. If it's between now and the draft, because this is it's specific to the draft, the Packers get either number 41 or 42, because the Jets have both. So they get a 2023 second-round pick and a conditional 2024 second that can become a first or a third or a fourth, depending on Rodgers' playing time, if Rodgers' retirement, whatever. Just Gutekunst, just do it. Just be done. A 2023 second and a conditional 2024 second, it's fine. Go ahead. Move along. Let's just pull the trigger and go set Bart Winkler.
Unless you want to start.
Grant Bills.
I feel like we're probably going to say the same thing. It's your show, Bart. I'd feel sick to my stomach if I went first on this. You please go ahead.
I think that the only reason,
okay.
The reason that they like you want the Packers to get a first is because it's unfathomable for 15 years to live in a world where Aaron Rodgers gets traded and you don't get a first. And then you've seen some of these other quarterbacks and there's a first like included in Carson Wentz deal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, but this is a 39-year-old quarterback. And I really want to like stress this, and I could be wrong, but on the Winkler eye test, I don't think Rodgers is that good anymore. Like, I know he just got off two MVPs, but last year he was very average. Yep. And there were still in there some throws. There was one to Christian Watson or whatever. There are some throws that you're like, that's Aaron. That's Aaron. That's the guy I know. But for the most part, I don't think he had a big hand in winning those games at the end of the season. And I don't think that he did anything that Jordan Love couldn't do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really think, and this is – maybe 30% wishful thinking, maybe 70%. Maybe it's 70% wishful thinking. We'll see. I really think the Jets are. I think it's going to be a disaster. I think it's going to go very poorly. So if it ends up being a second, you know, because the Packers want a first, Jets don't want it. Someone's going to have to budge. If they can get a second to get this, because again, it's clearly Goody wants him out of there, and I love that he waited. I do love that he waited until. Well, I don't love it. I wish he would have spoke up earlier. But now that Rodgers went on a show and said, I intend to play for the Jets. Like, if I'm trying to get a hold of my quarterback, he doesn't call me back and then says, I want to play for the Jets. I'm like, oh, go then. So I guess that trade package would be fine is my answer.
But I know, Bart, last week you talked about hold out as long as you can. Basically out of spite, hold out as long as you can.
I would still like to do that. It just seems like it's not what's happening.
Okay, so you've accepted. You've moved on.
I would hold out of spite and press the Jets hard. But if the Packers do want to pick this year, okay, I don't necessarily think they need one. And you're like, and then everybody says, well, a Jets first round pick next year is going to be like 28 or 29. I don't think so. Everyone thought that about Denver, it was 5. Now, Rodgers won't play as bad as Russell Wilson, but do we know that?
I don't know. I would say, just to, before I go to Grant, I would just say, you said, and he's a 39-year-old quarterback. He's a 39-year-old quarterback who is 90% retired before going into a darkness retreat. So, like, there's 39, which is already old by non-Tom Brady standards for an NFL
quarterback. Who's going to be in a new place for the first time in his life, although he's already got them bending over for him. Robert Saleh's like, I would go in a darkness retreat. And
oh, that was so gross. Such pandering nonsense.
Yeah, so maybe.
He can really mean that. Robert Saleh can mean that, but, like, it just comes off as pandering awfulness. All right, Grant. Just do it now. If you can get that 2023 second plus a conditional 2024 second, do it now. Get it out of the way. Move along. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
So, I am not one of these Packers fans that is like, just get it done already. I'm so sick of it. Like, it's fine. We know he's going to be traded to the Jets. There's no mystery. Nobody's being held hostage, I don't think. It's fine. It's not like it needs to be done this instant. But yeah, I would do that. Mm-hmm. And I would do it right now if I could. And if I was a mediator in a room between the Jets and the Packers, and I role played this in my show on Monday, I would look at both sides and I'd start with Goody and I'd say, look, buddy, you can't go back in time and trade him last year and get what you were going to get last year. That ship has sailed and you can't go back in time and undo the contract that you gave him. Okay. Right. So holding out endlessly thinking, well, I'm going to get this Godfather deal that makes last year okay and makes that contract. You're not getting it. You are going to take an L on this to some degree. So just understand that, move forward and make this trade. And then I would look at the Jets and I'd say, you're the Jets. You guys are an embarrassment, right? You have nothing. We like Zach Wilson. You played Chris Streveler over him last year.
And by the way, they declared Zach Wilson the number two QB Monday.
You have no other plan.
And the only other quarterback on the roster is Streveler.
Yeah. So what do you have to stand on? What leg do you have to stand on? Well, we're the Jets and we're going to stand tall. Shut up. If you have to give up a first round pick, if you have to pay extra to get him, you do it because you're the Jets. So I would tell the Packers, you already took an L on this. So just swallow that and move on. And I would tell the Jets to Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas are one bad season away from being fired, both of them. So make this trade, even if it costs a little bit more than you think it should. And you'll
deal with it.
That's what I would say.
Sorry, guys. I'm just.
And I think that Robert.
You know how I love my props.
You have a prop?
I do. Yep. Jets Tebow figurine.
Uh-huh.
We'll put that.
I also have a prop, and I was asking the Jets, what leg do you have to stand on? Well, here's my leg that I stand on. In order to speak on this intelligently, this is my share in Green Bay Packers Incorporated.
So I have that down here too, but it is not framed.
I took my diploma out of this frame. My diploma is now in a large envelope. I thought this deserved the frame.
There is nothing in this house that is more dusty than my diploma. I opened it up. You have to like on a car where it says clean me. You have to like do that. I have no reason for it.
Although my UWL diploma would also work as a prop in this instance because I feel like I'm kind of one with Brian Gutekunst here. Eagle solid.
Yes, you, me, and Goody. The three amigos, they call us.
Yeah.
We go back on campus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll end the chorus with mm-hmm as well. I think that's fine. I do think that it was a week ago that we talked about with Toby on the show about needing a first-round pick or Gutekunst deserving some criticism if he doesn't. Gutekunst kind of threw that away yesterday when he was asked, like, does the 13 pick need to be involved? And he said, well, it would be nice if it was involved, but, like, it's not, you know, does it have to be? Like, okay, well, now you're not getting the 13th pick. So I'm going to say mm-hmm, but I have, like, kind of a secondary question to what we were just talking about based on the conversation. Would you rather next year's conditional pick or swapping 15 and 13 this year? I know it's only two spots, but it's a mid, you know, it's two big spots. So would you, if you could get the swap of the Packers moving up from 15 to 13, but no picks in the future, would you rather do that? Or would you rather just take the second this year, not swap 15 and 13, but get the conditional next year?
Well,
the swapping. They're going to overdraft a guy anyway. So the guy they're going to want.
I mean, two spots can be the difference between getting Justin Jefferson or not and setting an entirely different trajectory of
I was going to say those two spots could be the difference between getting or not getting a Rashawn Gary type, which means in 5 years and after an ACL tear, we might have a number one edge rusher, which would
I'm on record. I love that Gary pick.
Okay.
Are you shading Rashawn Gary?
No, I think he's great. He was a nice third string pass rusher, and then he got hurt. I think it's been a wildly successful career for a top 13 pick. I don't hate Rashawn Gary. I just
wow, that was heavy shade.
Yeah, wow.
No, say it now. Now you have to say your piece.
I'm waiting on the day that he becomes our number one edge rusher. I know he just got hurt.
Was this year.
Yeah, like what's going on here, Grant?
He was the best player on the team.
He was best player on the team.
For like a month, and then he got hurt. So now we're going into year five, and I'm just kind of still waiting. I'm waiting on the Rashawn Gary season. I don't know. Wow. Maybe I shouldn't have picked this bone. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm happy to explore it with you. I just,
Okay. Well, speaking of bones, there's a lot of meat right off the bone at Omaha Steaks.
Oh, wow.
You can go to Omaha Steaks. .com and you can get $30 off the package that you ordered with OmahaSteaks.com. I want to thank everybody that has gone to Omaha Steaks so far. They put the packages, listen to me. They put the packages together. I got a bone in my throat. They put the packages together and they have great deals. Okay. And then you get $30 off that deal at checkout when you put in the promo code BART. OmahaSteaks.com, the tenderloins, the Franks, the pork chops. Let me thank everyone who that I know of that's ordered so far. I want to thank Tom for ordering. OmahaSteaks.com. The promo code is BART for $30 off.
I thought Mark. I thought Mark also.
Right now, I think one person has used the code. Happy Place Hemp. You guys are like using the code three times a month. It's awesome. Promo code's BART, 25% off. So we have a much more gummy audience than we do steak audience.
One would think that one might lead to another, but I guess we haven't reached that point yet.
Yeah. I'm trying to get people to what they need to do is have a gummy, mm-hmm. which makes them want to eat a bunch of steak.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're in a great frame of mind to play on their golf simulator from Carl's place. And then afterwards, they've had such a good time with that experience. They document it on a website with the guys from Sun Ant Interactive that helped build BartWinklerShow.com. That's what we're trying to get. That's what we're trying to have happen. Hey,
Paul. Are you done with your promos?
I'm done with whatever that was, but I'll be whatever this is.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Paul,
did you see last night Cassidy Hill from Packers News and Journal Sentinel? Did you see her tweet? The Green Bay Hy-Vee has a big sign, all Aaron Rodgers items 50% off. It's like shirts, jerseys, action figures, bobbleheads.
Have you ever been to a Hy-Vee?
They sell Packers stuff at a Hy-Vee. I was gonna say
it's just like a whole aisle of Rodgers,
like stuff a Meijer
with a big 50% off sign.
So the Green Bay Hy-Vee I heard is like tremendous. My mother-in-law drove there from Appleton just to check it out because that's what people do when they are a little bit older. Which I like it too. I like to see a new store as much as the next guy. But I went to a Hy-Vee in Madison. Maybe I thought it was the biggest shithole I've ever seen in my life.
Well, where's Meijer? you say Hy-Vee or Meyer? It's probably
the Hy-Vee in Madison I went to on the east side.
Like that's what people can't believe when they come to La Crosse, because the Quick Trip headquarters is there and they're like, you have shitty Quick Trips. It's like, no, they're OG Quick Trips. They're day one. They've been there. They're not these new massive stores that are put up in Madison and Milwaukee. These are OG.
Yeah, the Quick Trips in La Crosse would be tobacco outlets anywhere else. Yeah, well, let me also say, I'm still really bent out of shape because I tweeted something about announcing soccer games in Madison. And one guy's like, sorry about the gas prices. Like, come on, dude. I'm really mad about that.
Bart, do you have any Quick Trip content for us? Like any like promos where you cue up the music and you do a, you got any left?
Yeah, I like to.
Here it comes.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, I thought you're looking for the music cue.
You want a Quick Trip promotion?
I do.
Hey everybody, my name is Paul Emig for Quick Trip. When I leave the basement, the one out of 30 days in a month that I'm not stalking celebrities at a Broadway show, I'm going to Quick Trip. That's it. That's all I got.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well done.
Every time Paul goes on like any trip, he sends me like a picture. It's like, hey, I ran into Nick Offerman. Where? At a Hy-Vee. Weird.
I do. It's true.
Are you Paul Emig? You hosted Trivia on the Bart Winkler Show.
Yeah, are you from Remember the Day?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Were you on America's Pregame with Mike Hill one time from Lambeau Field?
Three times.
Yeah. And then Mike Hill was a big part of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that.
People do forget.
But then they got divorced.
Oh, really? All right. We don't have to spend too much time on this. I don't know how close this is going to.
Go ahead.
All right. For those not watching the YouTube version, Bart just put up sponsored by Shell.
I fucking love Shell.
Okay. All right. Bart, you can veer away from this one if you want a little bit. Monday, Brian Gutekunst finally stood up for the Green Bay Packers, finally told his side of the story. Better late than never. Thanks for finally doing this, but I'm glad you did it, Brian Gutekunst. It was better late than never, but thank you for finally telling the Packers side of the story. It was about time. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
Well.
Uh-oh.
I'm curious to see where he goes with this.
I wish he would have done it sooner. I wanted him to say something was last year when Rodgers was hurt. Rodgers went on McAfee and said, I intend to play or whatever.
Yep.
And then Goody was asked about it. And he goes, yeah, well, Rodgers. Oh yeah. Or whatever. I wanted him to say, we're going to pick the quarterback that's going to give us the best chance to win. And even if it was just don't say the name Aaron Rodgers, just at least put some doubt in there. Like you're not, so this isn't about Rodgers, it's about fans. Like, he won those two MVPs, which I think gave him more cachet than he deserved last season. He didn't play anywhere close to an MVP last year.
Right.
And we kept asking, like, we kept acting like he was in the middle of an MVP campaign. Plus, how come NBA MVPs like mean the world to me and NFL MVPs I discredit at all times?
Because NBA, I'll jump in. NBA MVPs mean more. That's the most important individual award in professional.
And also, people are trying to give it to Jokic again.
Oh, are they? Well, Kendrick Perkins is. I saw that.
Well,
I'm totally pro Embiid, only for the reason he's not Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm finally happy. Yes, I am happy that Goody But again, he had the opportunity because Rodgers went on a show and said, I intend to play for a different team. So.
Yeah. I like that Gutekunst said, quote.
You guys hear those sirens?
I do hear that. Is that you or Grant?
No, they're like, right. Hey, I live in the big city of all of us. I live in the big city.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Someone's probably stealing Bart's car right now.
Yeah, it is a Hyundai.
My car, the windows are down. The keys are in it. I don't even worry about it.
I left my keys in it overnight the other day. I did.
Gudikin said, on Aaron Rodgers, quote, certainly whenever a player may have issues, you prefer that they talk to you directly and not do it in the media, but it's not necessarily the way he goes about it. And that's okay. What an awesome, like, that is where that Bill Hader gif of eating the popcorn and just, like, sitting back was and that's made. Okay.
That's my favorite thing to say when I'm trying to be a prick to someone. I'll be hey, you did it this way, and that's fine. That's okay.
You're a total, you know, you're a total, you know what, but like, yeah. It's fine. It's okay.
Fine if that's the way you want to do it. It's fine. It's very Seinfeldish.
So yeah, Grant, better late than never, but you are glad that Gudikin's finally told the other side of the story. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
I don't know how to bottle this answer up into an mm-hmm or mm-mm.
Grant, why don't you just say what your tweet was that people got mad at you for?
So here's my question. Why did Goody do this? Like, there needs to be a good reason.
Okay, so Grant, I was –
because he's fucking annoyed with his diva quarterback.
So I need to jump in because I was looking for the right gift to reply to you with.
Okay.
And the only one I could come up with was when I chose not to send, which was because fuck him, that's why.
And
and I know that's like not how a, like a professional like executive type should conduct their business. I hear you, but also, like at some point you just gotta, you know, you get the middle finger thrown at you so many times, you finally gotta give one back. That's why.
Sure. I need a better reason than that.
No, you don't need a better reason.
I need to know that the Packers were actively being hurt by the things that Rodgers was saying. There needed to be a problem with a potential free agent, with an agent. Like, there needed to be a reason to set this record straight. Because when Rodgers went on McAfee 2 weeks ago, I remember afterwards saying, whatever, it's Rodgers being Rodgers. Just ignore it. It looks like he's going to the Jets. It'll be fine. There's no acrimony between the two sides. This, with Goody bringing this up, will not, I don't think, help make a trade easier. Why would the Jets want him more now, knowing this? I don't think the relationship between Rodgers and the Packers will be great because of it, at least not at first. And that's why I'm tweeting. I was like, you guys, don't get mad at me. Don't be mad when Favre cuts – or not Favre. Whoops. When Rodgers cuts the Packers out and he doesn't want to come back for anything and they retire his number and he doesn't show up because that's the kind of thing Rodgers can do.
And I want
to. I do. Don't be. That's no, hold thinking on. Like a fan. Think like an owner, Bart.
No. Well, first off, you're both owners. I'm not. Yeah. But Grant, the response I had to you for that last night, but I knew we were talking this morning, was, how did you phrase that? You said, like, what if they don't? What if Rodgers won't come back to any of the ceremonial things in the future? Yeah. Who does that look bad on?
I agree. But
if Rodgers, to Bart's point, many times, and I think there was.
If there was an Aaron Rodgers day in bumfuck Wyoming tonight at 3 p.m., Rodgers would be on the first train there.
That might be true.
He comes back. Sure.
So if he doesn't come back, listen, this is the same guy, right? And I think, Bart, was this you who said this? Cuts out his family, cuts out teammates, cuts out friends, girlfriends, whatever. Like, you know, if he's going to be the level of petty where the Packers are like, hey, we'd like to honor you. And he says, hey, do you remember on March 27, 2023, when you said something that slightly contradicted my narrative that I had very carefully crafted over years with Pat McAfee? How dare you? I will not come back and be honored by the team. That doesn't make the Packers look bad. That makes Aaron look bad. So I would disagree with you pretty heavily there. We can debate like the semantics of whether because fuck them, that's why it's a good reason not to do something.
Yeah.
I'm being a bit facetious in that. But like, if there's an Aaron Rodgers day and Rodgers says, I'm not coming, that's on a pettiness level that's well beyond what like would look bad on the organization.
Sure. And I like I'll compliment Brian Gutekunst, and I lied. I do have my diploma from the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, as does Brian Gutekunst. I remember talking with a UWL football coach a couple of years ago because our station here in La Crosse carries the games, and his team has met with Goody and he's involved with the UWL team. They've been to Green Bay for practices and stuff. And he just had nothing but glowing things to say about Goody. And I was asking him, like, this must have been 2 years ago. I said, don't you think it's like he's done a bad job letting Rodgers walk over him, right? He's kind of getting owned. He's always bowing down to what Rodgers wants. And this football coach is like, sometimes that's what a good exec has to do, right? You need to eat a little bit of dirt. And you need to keep your star happy. And you need to keep him content. And I always thought that Goody had been very humble and very willing to do that. and kind of take a beating publicly as the GM and the decision maker to keep Rodgers, the quarterback, happy and to do what's best for the Packers.
And now he finally no longer has to do that.
But my point is, he was so close. He's almost out. He's almost gone.
Nah.
Like, we could be days away. We could be hours away from Rodgers being out, and Goody never would have had to say anything. But again, he must have needed to do this for some reason. So I'm just interested in what
personal pride, man. Like, if you got kicked in the balls for years on end, like, and then someone said, "Hey, Grant, do you want to tell your side of the story about why this person kept kicking you in the balls?" No, I'm good. Like, I want to take the high road. At some point, you're going to say, "No."
Some people take the high road.
I've eaten enough dirt. Like, I'm shoveling. And it's not like he said, "Hey, that former quarterback of ours is a liar. He is constantly manipulating words. I'd never really liked him." He didn't say like anything actually like a direct attack. He just kind of said, "Well,
that's what Rodgers will hear." But sure, I agree. I don't think we disagree. I'm just like pointing out an angle. Like, yeah, this is entertaining and fun, but like, did we need to do this?
I appreciate your angle. I would say I'm glad that he finally stood up for himself and stood up for the organization. It was way past time. And again, he could have gone much.
It's about damn time. Give a little hibbidibby, shibbidibu. Lizzo drink.
Gutekunst could have been much more direct.
Is your son like Lizzo?
No. Grant, I can't talk about Aaron Rodgers anymore from a personality standpoint.
Okay.
I'm texting you. So if you could read this but if you don't want to say these words as yours, just say like they're. A listener said it or something.
A source.
This one's from Mark. He says, "Hi, Bart and Paul and Grant. Love the show. Miss Trivia. Also, Horvat was great in that. He should come back for a reunion." I agree. Mark continues, "Who is in Aaron's life now that was also in it 10 years ago? The guy sheds relationships like a reptile sheds skin. He will die alone and probably tell off the nurses and doctors helping him through hospice with his last breath. You guys do a fantastic job. I make my wife listen in the car. Best, Mark."
Wow.
Some good points.
What a very interesting angle.
No, those are some direct shots that Mark took. Especially...
I would challenge to prove Mark wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was I had great points, personally.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Or thank Mark.
I don't know who Mark is. Any closing thoughts on this?
Yeah, I've said my piece.
No, no. Yeah.
I don't think this is – I also say this. I don't think this is a topic again and now until the trade happens. Unless Rodgers goes back on McAfee, which he will.
Well, maybe that's the question we should end this little topic with. Like, is Rodgers going to go on – and again, then does Goody have to say something again to set the narrative straight again?
No,
like,
no, no. He took his one big shot.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then here's the thing, and to your, I know we just keep going in a circle here, but what if, like, we always know that Rodgers is going to take one word and say,
"Wait, I'm being asked to go on a competing station tomorrow during your show. Is that fine?"
Yeah. That's always fine. You know, I text you about it. I'm never serious.
What will be the word choice from Gutekunst yesterday that Rodgers will categorically deny? So here's the quote. We tried to contact him many times. Rodgers, like, no, it was several times, not many times. Or will it be our inability to reach him or for him to respond in any way? I did respond. I didn't send it, but like I responded. I like telepathically. Maybe it's that. I think at that point, Gutekunst said I had to do my job. Aaron would say, "Well, you mean your job and Russ Ball's job? Like, what will be the categorically incorrect part that Gutekunst said that Rodgers will refuse? It wasn't a wish list. Sure, I told them the players I liked. What's this Gutekunst press conference's wish list? What's this, folks? What's the new spin we're gonna get on this?"
I kind of like
response. Everybody thinks he's gonna run back to McAfee
because historically speaking, this is.
No, I think it's over.
Do you think McAfee deep down wants Rodgers to have another rebuttal?
Hell yes.
Just for the
you got half numbers. A million people watching him on a Tuesday on a YouTube.
Oh, of course he does. It would be bad business for him not to want that.
That's fair. That was a Tim Shea question. I guess deep down I was like, I should have asked, Does McAfee buy into what Rodgers is selling? When Rodgers
I think he clearly does. And okay. Whether that's because it's good for business or because he actually does, I don't know.
Look, and once you get close to a situation and you cover it and you deal with the people in the story up close, it's hard to not feel personally different about what you're talking about, and it's hard to not change your opinion of the something, you know, in takes and such.
As Grant puts on his credential,
yeah. Before Grant went on his trip, the Brewers were the cheapest team, going to win 75 games.
I mean, they still don't have any money. That didn't change. I will say their social media has been getting some W's in the last week.
Do not interrupt an upcoming segment for me, but I guess if you really want to, Bart, there's a chance later for you to apologize, or not maybe not apologize, but to say like, hey, that was in the past. There's some really good stuff happening. We'll get to that later.
A tease.
I want to finish this on the NFL topic. Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. He's negotiating for himself, or maybe this like fitness gym guy. If you were a 25-year-old, I'm going to ask you a real question about this. If you were a superstar 25-year-old quarterback in a league that doesn't have guaranteed contracts, it's one thing in the NBA, right? Where it's like, if you're a max guy, there's really no finagling. Like, you know, like is the fifth year a player option or not? You know, like there's a very minimal. All right, you're about to make at least $100 million. You're a 25-year-old superstar. You would go at this like Lamar is with no agent? Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. You'd go agents? Yeah, go ahead.
You're 25.
I'll start.
Almost. Mm-mm.
I don't do my own taxes. I will pay $50 for a man to do my taxes. I have no dependents. I have one job. I live in the state where I work. My taxes could not be easier to do. It's a one pager. You can fit it all in a note card. I won't do them. I always pay something, always pay someone to do something. Always. When I get my oil change, I actually go to the more expensive place because I enjoy sitting down and using their free Wi-Fi and drinking three coffees from their machine. Always pay. Yes, I would pay an agent. Mm-hmm. This is generational wealth he's dealing with. And I don't know. Also, I apologize for laughing at you earlier. You said fitness gym and all I heard was fit in this gym in your mouth. So I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Get an agent. I would not go about it this way.
Bart, mm-hmm. You'd go at it agentless a la Lamar? Mm-hmm or mm-hmm?
Well, I don't mind. See, okay, so I don't mind. Like, I'm doing my own taxes, and I usually do. And there's some questions I have. You know, my taxes got a little weirder.
Of course.
And I would love for someone to do them for me, but I don't like the process of trying to find out who that person is.
Ah.
So I don't like that process. I respect what Lamar at 25. Look, I'm looking around and seeing all these people that got scammed by, like, Kevin Bacon lost 80% of his wealth from Bernie Madoff.
Really?
Drew Holiday just got fucking robbed from somebody.
Dane Cook's brother took all his money.
Yeah. I don't know. And when you're Lamar negotiating, the one thing about having an agent, like some people in Milwaukee have agents, which boggles my mind. Most people won't take on Milwaukee clients because they're like, you guys don't make enough money. I'm talking in the radio biz.
Mm-hmm.
Having an agent would be nice because it'd be like, look, I'm too timid to ask for a raise. Could you do it for me? But it's also like, if you're negotiating on your own behalf, you know what they're going to say about you. So at least with like Corbin Burns, you know, going through that arbitration process, he knows to their face what they think of him. Lamar Jackson knows to his face what they think of him.
Is that a good thing for the player?
I don't know.
It's a thing. I agree. Like, yeah, you probably have more clarity.
In a line where the thing about having an agent, not having an agent, pretty much everyone that's a contemporary of Lamar has an agent.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point you should just get an agent.
I think, did Laremy Tunsil do his own deal? I think he did. The all-time highest paid left tackle now in NFL history. I think he did his own deal.
He needs more of a social media man, less of an agent.
Well, Lamar's problem is that Lamar's the guy going against the system.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson got all the guaranteed money, which fucked over everybody.
Yes.
So Lamar's like, well, I want that. And now no one will give it to him. It is collusion. I mean, clearly nobody wants to. They don't want to give guaranteed money.
It might have just been one outlier idiot ownership group in Cleveland, but
oh no, don't no 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 no. That's our guy. That's Jimmy Haslam.
Right.
If this moron's going to give $260 million guaranteed to Lamar, that means we're going to resign Brooke for $100 million. We're going to resign Middleton for $500 million.
All right.
We don't care.
All right. If that's
great move. Okay. Jimmy Haslam, I would argue, has done more for the Bucks so far than the Lazarys ever have.
He did not build Spicer for him. No, but other than that, I would agree.
Send it any cost.
Bare hands. So, Bart, you would or would not? Where are you concluding here? Agent for Bart, as you're about to make generational wealth?
Well, Bart does his own taxes, so I'm confused.
I know. He's on both sides of this.
Yeah, I guess I would probably get an agent.
So
But I'm still going to do my own taxes.
Yeah. Good to have a lot of boundaries.
I think I'm would not do it like Lamar. Would get an agent. But the benefit is, if he had an agent, his trade request from 25 days ago would have leaked. Contract negotiations would have leaked. An agent would not have let Lamar post that tweet on Monday just as Harbaugh was about to go to the podium, because the agent would know that that's going to screw over the agent's future opportunities to negotiate with the Ravens, right? So there's all these like backdoor, whereas if you're Lamar, you're just here for Lamar. If you're the agent, you're leaking stuff because you want to keep your media contacts happy. You want Rap Sheet to keep putting your stuff out and the Shafter to keep putting your stuff out. You want Harbaugh to take your calls again in the future. So if I was to talk to the other side of this, I could, because I'd say Lamar only has to worry about Lamar. His agent would have definitely leaked this, would have definitely found ways to like manipulate things in a way that clearly Lamar didn't want to. So I'm still going to say give me an agent, but I can see the benefits on the other side.
Well, really quick, like just think about the NBA. When a player wants out and it might get ugly, what do? They've joined Clutch Sports, right?
Because yeah, right.
That is the representation that knows how to get a client out of a less than great situation. In baseball, you're coming up on free agency. You want to get paid a lot of money and leave probably where you are. You hire Scott Boras.
Hashtag, right? Or I should say side note, hashtag. Corbin Burns, who did Corbin Burns just sign?
Exactly. He's geared up to get paid. Yes. Lamar's trying to do both, right? Lamar's trying to get a potentially barrier shattering deal and keep the precedent going that Lamar set. And he's trying to leave, and he's trying to do it by himself. Like that's going to be a really tall task for him. Very much so.
Yeah. All right. That's all I had on that one.
I think good discourse.
Yeah. Bart, because you opened Tuesday's podcast with Bucks, I'll do Bucks last and I'll do Brewers, because I think you're probably gonna do Brewers on Thursday's show because it will be opening day. Are you flexing, Grant?
No,
I don't have anything. Like, I don't have a big Brewers preview plan. I'm just,
well, you're just going to talk about it, but
maybe not even.
All right. So I'm going to tell you up front that what I normally don't do, that this is for me, this is and that's why I'm asking it.
Oh,
all of these prospects.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know. Right.
All of these are the format.
Excuse me. Here we go. Let's try this out. All these prospects in the Brewers organization and all the hype around what's been happening with who's making the final roster, all of that, for me, I'll say fun, has made this the most exciting upcoming opening day in recent years for you as a Brewers fan.
I did the other day start to get excited.
Yeah, let's go.
The other day start to get excited. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
But if so not this year, which year? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, so like 2018 was when they were a game away from the World Series, right? 2018. Mm-hmm. So 2019, of course, everyone was super hyped.
I'm a little less excited because I'm not going to be at opening day.
Okay.
If I must say.
You could be, but you're playing it coy.
How? I'm not going to have CBS credential me.
I mean, you could directly reach out yourself.
They're not gonna bring in me as a, I'm a podcaster now.
I don't think
the Brewers ever need to see me around the facility again.
To be fair, you've been a total dick.
I don't think I'm like an enemy.
I think, yeah,
if they had their choice, Bart doesn't need to be here. What did he ever do? What is he gonna do?
If you were the Brewers, would you credential you?
No,
of course not. Would you not credential you because you're on a podcast, or would you not credential you because of all the shots you've taken?
I'm not credential because I was credentialed for 8 years and did jack shit there. I don't do anything.
Bart, I'm watching Veep right now. you would be like the Leon West character inside the bowels of American Family Field.
Are you watching Veep for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, which one's Leon?
Leon West is the reporter who eventually be I don't want to say anything.
Oh, that guy? Yeah, okay.
Like, you need to become that guy. I think they would appreciate hard-hitting journalism.
What season are you on?
I think two. I'm pretty early.
Okay.
Two something.
Yeah. All right.
Is Ted Lasso a big enough show to go to the White House?
I never watched season two. I finished season one and
Season one is one of the best things ever in TV. Season two is, I don't like it.
I finished season one and I thought, that was good. I'm done now.
The Dart Game was one of the greatest TV moments of all time.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But when's my show Severance come back?
Yeah, I think this summer. So, so good.
God, fuck me.
Are you guys into Succession? I was listening, by the way, disclaimer.
Yeah.
This is not a shot at anyone who works in our industry. This is simply an observation. I was listening to Zabe the other morning. He can't stand Succession. He's like, the writing sucks. The character, he just going scorched earth on that show. I was like, okay, there's a take I haven't heard. The guy who hates Succession, because everyone just bends over backwards for this show.
It's a really good show. It's a really good show.
I think so, yeah.
My wife watched it for a little bit. The only time I've ever seen it on is when they're in like some high-end bar or something.
Well, they're always at a high-end something.
This is one I want to watch, but I'm still getting through Marvel.
You're never going to get through Marvel.
Yes, I will. I'm through Daredevil half first season.
I thought of you while watching Succession the other night, Bart, because Roman has this scene where they're about to spend like $8 or $9 million. And he's like, you guys don't understand how much money is in a billion. It's 1,000 million. And then he starts.
Yeah, that's my line.
And I'm sitting at home like Leo DiCaprio with a can of beer, like pointing at the screen. It was funny.
All right. Clearly, we don't want to talk about the Brewers. So I am pretty excited. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, I would say absolutely. Obviously, I led with that. That would lead me into the hidden camera videos with Bryce Terang and with Gus Varland, the freshmen, if you've watched the series that the Brewers have had. Does anybody on this podcast, would they like to use this opportunity to say anything positive about the really good stuff that's been happening on Brewers social media? That someone here would like to take that chance.
Well, before you try to bait me into saying something I'll regret, let me take this time to say something positive about Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com, 25% off every order. I mean every order. Do you think I just mean your first order? Do you think I mean your first three orders? It's every order. I'm gonna start doing my hat. You know, hold on. Someone's bothering me lately on Twitter. This is not someone I want to go against, but I'll tell you.
Leave Eli alone.
No, it's not Eli.
Who is it?
Eli's the kid who watermarks NFL films that fucking... Super 70 Sports.
Oh, God.
Every tweet is the same. You knew goddamn fucking right, Marlboro. You fucking goddamn knew. Okay, we get it. Not every time. So you come home to Happy Place Hemp. You goddamn right you're going to have a fucking good time. So that's what I wanted to do. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off every order. You know how many dogs out there are dying? Spray some CBD in their mouth. Give them a better life.
Can you promote that item in any other way, please? No one wants to think about dead dogs or dying dogs.
You know what I like to do, Grant?
What's up?
I like to roam the streets of Milwaukee and see all the strays and just right in their face. I'm saving dogs. One tincture at a time. Now, you might just be like, Bart, that's weird. I just like taking gummies because they relax me and make me feel good. And that's fine, too. 25% off. HappyPlaceHemp.com.
Such a great combo. Pop one at halftime of a Bucks game, watch the second half, and then slip into a little post-game stream yard, hear Q and Tony in Texas do each other.
Yeah. There you go. There's a promo code on the YouTube. All right. I do not want to apologize to the Brewers social media team. Who's making these videos? Do they have a video person?
Yes.
Is that the social media person?
It's a team of people, bud.
Who's the one that's running the Twitter account?
I know who it is, actually. Well, I found out.
I'm not going there. So I.
Not no. They need to come out with an apology for the fucking cheese incident.
Come on, it's a throwaway off-season tweet.
The Brewer string cheese incident.
Did you see the Yelich tweet? That was funnier. They deleted it. That was the best one.
Which
one? Did you guys see it? So I think it was last Friday when there were runners on and Yelich just smoked a ground ball right into the grass and then it snuck under the shortstop's glove and two runs scored. And the Brewers tweeted the highlight and they were like, Yelich doing Yelich things. That picture's also not great.
Why would they ever delete a Yelich tweet? They've never done that before.
Other than that tweet, which is funny, it's not like it was the end of the world. I think they've been killing it the last couple of weeks. I think it's been good stuff. We're excited.
Bart, let me tell you what
If I get a great piece of mail, if someone writes me a great letter, I'm not giving credit to the mailman.
But so you're being you're
media you're, person.
You're nitpicking
videos. What?
You're nitpicking though. Like there's an like if there's a, most clubs have an overall digital content everything, right? So it's all under. It's all part of the same leadership model. So you can't if you're like, oh well, it wasn't like the social media thing. Like,
right. You're clearly nitpicking. I know they're doing a good job. I'm just being stubborn. What do you think about this? I was reading all these places that denied me for social media jobs in the last 6 months, and someone in the comments rightfully said, why would anyone hire you? You're always getting in fights on Twitter. But then to that I said, but am I not building my brand?
Well, the question is, does Batteries Plus want that as their brand?
But that doesn't mean I need to do that for them. For this brand, I am the social media director for the Bart Winkler Show. And the Bart Winkler Show brand is combative. That doesn't mean that I'm combative. That's my brand is combative.
It's good to know that you have that club in your bag. I would question if you can keep that club in your bag if you were in charge of, you know, a major social media account.
I fear I will never have a real job again.
You could have a job tomorrow. If you wanted a job, you could get a job tomorrow.
But like a job that is easy and I don't have to work hard.
Okay.
There's nowhere to work in this town unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
What about, your wife works from home. I was going to say in-home daycare. I love the movie Daddy Daycare. Your son is already around.
Great movie.
It is a great movie. One of Jeff
Garland's. I sit at home all day and we send my son to daycare. There's a problem there.
You should do daddy daycare.
I think the Brewers' social media has been excellent. Other than a couple funny tweets, but I have tweet notifications turned on for them. I see everything they send the second they send it. So I have them under a microscope.
So I'm about to lose my blue check mark, guys.
You have till April 15th.
Yeah, and then he's going to charge you to vote in polls.
Sports radio's boned. On that
yeah. One. How will March Madness ever survive?
What's your level of confidence in Brian Gutekunst after his comments on Monday? Very confident, somewhat confident, or not very confident at all? What will sports radio do with?
Look, I got the GNL Liquidators Twitter poll of the day that I put up every goddamn day.
Do you really?
What am I going to do? I don't know. Is that a real place?
I was going to say, GNL.
So, Bart, let me just say this about your Brewer social media stuff. The problem that what you have said about Gary Wolfel in the past is he doesn't tweet after the Bucks win the championship. He tweets after they get down 2-0.
Oh.
He picks his spots.
Oh, wow.
So if you go after the Brewers when they do something you don't like and then you don't say the good stuff, now you're being Wolfel Bucks Twitter guy. Because you're only picking the spots that fit your narrative. You can't do that.
Paul.
Let's go.
I don't like recording someone without their permission. I thought those were very intrusive.
Oh, you're not really doing this.
The casting couch reply tweet was very funny.
That's my buddy Popcorn Jake. Yeah.
Okay. Brewer's Twitter is incredible.
But so if I'm Gus Varlin and I make the team, God, could Craig have been worse than that?
They had to. Craig's fine.
We're optioning you to Chicago.
That was the Terang one.
Yeah.
Terang's like, you know what I'm Chicago.
I thought that was like great.
I would have thought I got traded to the White Sox.
I think a few thoughts probably went through his mind.
And then they're like, then afterwards they're like, hey, do you mind? We had a camera in that plant.
They got to ask him.
Do you mind if we put it on? If you're Bryce Terang, you're not going to say no. Cause then you're like, well, if I say no, are you going to send me down?
No, because you get, people are going to want to live that moment with you. Like first off, if Bart, you just talked about your brand, Bryce Terang's brand, Gus Varlin's brand, had a positive hit yesterday. Not just because they made the team, but
Gus Varlin is going to finish the season. People got to
watch them live their best moment of their life. What?
Gus Varlin is going to have more saves in the second half than Devin Williams.
Wow, that is a hot take. But like, no, but seriously, it's good for the Bryce Terang brand. It's good for the Gus Varlin brand. That, and by the way, there wasn't an Owen Miller one. So like, I don't know if that was because Owen Miller said, no, I'd rather you didn't put it on. Like, I don't know, but
for people on YouTube, how much should I worry about this hairline?
Significantly.
Get a perm and then let it hang down. That's the style.
I'm getting a haircut, everyone. So just be aware.
All right. I want to ask you anything else to say on the Brewers, Bart, or you'd like to say?
Yeah. The social media team has been fucking gangbusters. And they alone have got me more interested in this opening day. So yes, because of the social media team,
I don't know how much of this is serious at this point.
Well, I just think
I don't either. Also,
you don't either.
I gotta say, it wasn't just the in-house coverage from the Brewers.
Grant went down to Phoenix. Well, now you know the faces of the names.
I thought there was a lot of buzz generated by many parties the last couple of weeks all around the Brewers, not just the Brewers themselves. So I'd like to add that in.
You think that's a good enough argument for me trying to get social media jobs? Like, I'm doing a brand. This is all a bit.
It is all a bit at the end of the day.
It's me trying to get. I love when people are like, "You're just trying to get people to listen to your show." Well, yeah, it's like the only fucking money I have right now is if Geico has an ad in my podcast that I don't. Who even sponsors the podcast from Blue Wire? I don't even know. What ads run? Just like ads for other podcasts? What ads run in my show?
I'm a podcast skipper. I do the 30-second, and then
well, that don't help me.
Well, I support your advertisers. They're just not coming to mind at the moment.
All right. You got Bucks one?
Bucks one. All right. Can
I play a voicemail quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you guys in a hurry? Do you need to leave?
No, not in a hurry.
All right. Carl's place voicemail, 402-915-BART. Yep, that's right. My name, 402-915-2278. I got a voicemail from John in Franklin. And remember, Carl's place. Grant, as you said, you're doing your taxes. Hopefully you get a nice little refund. You can go to carlvt.com/Bart. Or just go to bartwinklershow.com. Link's right there.
I'll go check it out.
Get a golf simulator. Here's John.
Good morning, John and Franklin. I just got done listening to your show from Monday night. Enjoyed it. Good to hear Matt Nafalls. His take on the number one seed, I'm in full agreement with, and every Bucks fan should be in 100% agreement. He's spot on. That's how I feel. It's the only way to feel. We're not worried about beating one or, you know, one of these teams, but obviously you don't want to go through two and take the physical attrition and the effort it's going to take. You want to save that for a team in the West, which brings me to the point you made, and I'm not worried about the West. I'm not thinking about the West. I will worry about the West when we're wrapped up with the East. We got a lot on our plate. I think I'm going to go to that Boston game, and it's a decision because I think I've seen a third or a half, close to half the Bucks' home losses. I've gone to a number of games, and they've underperformed, including the Cavaliers game, and it's kind of mystifying. You know, I don't understand it, and I'm certainly not worried about I'm a little bit of a worrier with my sports teams. I'm not worried about the Bucs. I'm not worried about the loss in Denver. Not worried about the semi-close game against Detroit for a while until they decided to put a fork in them. This team can turn it on. They can turn it on. They've showed it. Good to see Middleton. You know, he's always a little inconsistent, but when he's on, boy, he looks so good. So good. And big difference maker with the run we're going to have in the postseason this year, I would expect. So loving the Bucks. Looking forward to the end of the season here, and I'm really looking forward to that matchup with Boston. That's going to be appointment viewing. And we need to nail down this one seed and then proceed. And real quick, Bart, you bringing up the chairs thing, you can keep bringing that up. That was so strong of you. That was so strong of you, putting the chairs out after 0-2. That will live in infamy. I'm out.
Yeah, well, I'm on the sidelines and everyone else is on the radio, so glad that made an impact.
I don't think he wants something to live in infamy.
Do you like that he had a little Sweet Caroline in there, Grin? Did you catch that?
He said, I didn't. What did
good.
He say?
He said, so good. So good.
It's in the air.
When's Wait, Neil week? Next week or 2 weeks?
No, it's 2 weeks. I'm going on a little mini vacation next week. I'm off Wednesday through Friday, so I can't do it next week.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to see Mayor?
Yes, twice next week. Which
for
is
real?
Which is part of the vacation, not the whole thing. My girlfriend's
Who
family
filled in for you?
California. Great question, Bart. That is on the docket.
Can I do it?
Out when I get to work today.
Me.
In mind. I'll keep it in mind.
Will the powers that be say no to that?
I don't know that the powers that directly be over me care. I don't know how that would – I don't know how that would logistically work. But that's a goal to figure out today.
Who's I'll drive to lacrosse.
But yes, Paul, I am going to see him twice next week. If you
Where?
Saturday at the XL in the Twin Cities, and then next Thursday in Palm Desert, because that's where Rachel's family lives. My girlfriend's family lives. Edit that out in post, Tim. Thank you.
You good, Bart?
You want me to? I'm not going to.
No, obviously not. I know you're not going to.
This is Grand
I'm going to be on KTY next week anyway. I got a Zach Gelb show.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, I got...
Not tonight. You're going on a competing station.
Yes.
I hope it's great. I hope you really enjoyed it, and I hope he asks you the best questions.
All right, here's my Bucks topic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of NBA coaches, including Coach Bud in the past, like to stick to an 8-man playoff rotation. So, if you exclude garbage time or, you know, maybe like 30 seconds at the end of a quarter, the Bucks are so deep that they would it would be a challenge to come up with. You'd have to come up if they want to play an 8-man rotation. So Giannis, Drew, Chris, Brooke. Okay, great. You can only take 3 of the following 7 players. 3 of the following 7 would not get minutes. I'll list all 7. If Bud said, hey, I'm going to do an 8-man rotation, here's 7 players that he'd have to pick 3 of to not play. So 4 of the 7 would play, 3 of the 7 would not play. Jay Crowder, Joe Ingles, Javon Carter, Bobby Portis, Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, Wes Matthews. An 8-man rotation means 3 of those don't play. And again, like garbage time or like maybe a 30-second spell, but like a legit 8-man rotation, 3 of those don't play. The 3 that you would keep off your 8-man rotation. Again, I'll say the 7 names one more time. Crowder, Ingles, Carter, Portis, Allen, Connaughton, Matthews. The 3 you would exclude from your playoff rotation to get down to an 8-man lineup would be Pat, Wes, and Grayson. Meaning Crowder's in, Ingles is in, Javon Carter's in, Portis is in. With Wes, Pat, and Grayson out of the lineup. That would be your 8.
Well, that's not what they're going to do. We know that, right?
Keep in mind, there were series that Bobby didn't play in their championship run. There were series that Brooke didn't play in the championship run. So,
that's just going to happen. One series is going to be a little less. It'll be more Grayson. But if I have to pick, Connaughton's out.
Okay. I think that's – wow. Okay. So, I'm not going to spoil what I was going to say. Okay. So
Connaughton, 8. Mr. 1 for 6.
Mr. January 6th. Should we call that 1-6? Sorry. I thought it was funny. Never mind.
That's not where I was going, but that is funny.
It is. Thank you. I thought it was funny. Keep going. I'm going to mute myself.
God, I'm really I got it like weird for Gray. I don't want to see Grayson out. Matthews would be out. You're going to get enough defense everywhere else. Javon's in.
Yeah.
Bobby's in. Jay's in. And Ingles is in. So who's the other guy? Cut Grayson, probably?
Yep. And that was my
Then I'm cutting Grayson. Yeah, shit. Oops. Javon is over. I trust Javon more than I trust those other guys. You don't have a lot of nights where Javon Carter goes 1-7. He's either going to go 5-7 or he's going to stop shooting.
The other thing to consider is this is a massively big team. So, like, Giannis, Brooke, Chris.
Well, do you understand this is what I was trying to get across the other night. Do you understand how fucking deep this team is?
That's my point. And coming off that Pistons game, I think it further emphasizes.
And there's people shut the fuck up!
Correct.
You're not ready for another playoff run. It's going to be hard. It's going to be grueling. They're going to lose a couple games that they shouldn't lose. It'll be all be fine.
You just went like full John Moxley. It was really good.
Hey, every week I turn to AEW, I think it's a rerun because Moxley's doing the same fucking thing.
Bleeding.
I'm not taking any prisoners this time. This is my life. Then I'm going to lose this match to Hangman.
Grant Bills, So you've got your Giannis, Chris, Drew, Brooke, and then you got to get down to your 8-man rotation. And of the 7, Crowder, Ingles, Javon, Portis, Grayson, Pat, Wes, you are leaving Grayson, Pat, and Wes off your 8-man rotation. Oh,
there's going to be series where Bobby isn't really a factor, and there's going to be series where Jay Crowder. Probably not a factor. So some of that takes care of itself based on matchups, which is why I've been on the show doing my trust tree. Get more specific when we get to the specific series, because then I will switch from a trust tree to a matchup meter. So that'll be more.
God, you're so good.
I like the alliteration.
A case by case basis. Let's just talk about Pat. Pat gets every chance from me. Because Pat...
Someone told me last night that Pat's going to be last year's George Hill.
Ooh.
Could be. He gets every chance within reason. I'm not going down swinging with Pat Connaughton, but everyone wants to put him on the bench. People forget in the season they won the title, we were over Pat. We were so sick of him. And then all of a sudden he's hitting daggers in game sevens and in a conference finals and an NBA finals. Once you do that, once you show me that you can do that, you don't get a forever pass. But I know that's in you. I know that could happen. I'm going to give Pat every chance to bring that out. So I'm not cutting Pat from my rotation. I think Carter should play this year a lot compared to last year because he can dog James Harden up and down the court and help out Drew Holiday a little there. The Celtics really don't have a true point guard still. Derek White's more of a 2. Brogdon's more of a 2. Just annoy. Javon Carter's great at that. So I don't really know if I answered that question. I think Wes has a moment in the playoffs. I think all of those guys can have moments in the playoffs, Paul.
Okay, are you playing, like, again, series, you know, series dependent, opponent dependent? You think all 11 of those guys are going to get real minutes?
No, not real minutes. But I think, but you know how this works. Bud will throw away a game one if he thinks he keeps his cards close to the vest and learns more about who can play and who cannot play. He'll play 10 guys in game one of the second round, lose to Philly, and be like, all right, we're fine. I guess I don't play.
Yeah, there'll be a game you see AJ Green in the first quarter for 3 minutes.
No. And then Tony in Texas will lose his goddamn mind, even though it really doesn't matter. Because again, this is one of my favorite Bart obnoxious takes. He has many. One of my favorite is, I was a Warriors fan and I watched all of these finals runs. I understand what it's like.
Yeah.
You know, starting line to finish line,
that's true.
I know. And Bucks fans, I just don't think are.
I've been through it.
Yeah. We're losing.
That's
our
why
mind.
I knew they were going to win.
Point.
If I'm not a Warriors fan, there's no chairs being put out on Wisconsin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know,
I enjoy that. I think you're right. I would say that more if I were you. It's like, you guys, I saw this with the Warriors. I've seen it with the Bucks. This is months. We're going to be in this.
So, and that's why I don't think people are ready, because you're bitching about a line that Drew and Giannis are out against the Pistons. You're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ready.
But I think Bud will do his thing, Paul. He'll play a lot of those guys. I would give Pat chances to get his shot going in the playoffs, because we've shown that he can do it before. Bobby's minutes might fluctuate. Jay Crowder's probably more useful against Boston than he is against other teams. That's fine. That's why Bud is the coach. Very baseball manager-esque. Figure out who can play when and against who, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is a total hypothetical. He can play all 11 if he wants. Probably shouldn't. And it can be matchup dependent, because, I mean, anytime you're playing what would be six bench players, because we named 11 guys,
mm-hmm.
that means that's fewer minutes that your top three, four guys are playing, you know, which is an incredible top four, you know, in terms of Brooke and Giannis and Drew and Chris. So you don't want that to happen. Like, you don't want to be playing these guys heavy minutes when you could otherwise be playing better players.
Of course.
I would just say it's a really fascinating challenge. And the reason I came up with the question was just because I'm trying to come at it in a way of emphasizing how deep the roster is and how that's great, because it gives you injury insurance and matchup opponent insurance, depending on who you want to play and how that team plays. But also that Bud's job is going to be difficult. They have, I mean, I didn't even say Myers Leonard, who's been a very serviceable player.
Marjan.
Dude, I didn't say Marjan. I didn't say Dragic. Like, how many times has Dragic come up big for a playoff team throughout his long career?
I genuinely don't know how many times he has. Is it
He's been in the league since you were in diapers, Grant.
I remember when he was with Phoenix and there was a big sweepstakes on who was going to get Dragic. I remember that. That's been a while. You're correct.
By the way, just a quick random trivia question. Who do you think is the Bucks' 3-point percent leader this season? Who has the best 3-point? And I'm not going to include like Myers Leonard, because it's just such a short sample.
But Brooke. I was going to say Brooke.
Brooke is 37.4%, which puts him about like seventh on the team.
Whew. At one point, it was Brooke.
Drew. What a shitty guess. Fuck me.
37.9%, actually higher than Brooke by a shade, but nowhere near the top guy in the Bucks. 3-point percent shooting.
Is it Grayson?
Grayson, 40.3%, is behind.
Oh, it's my guy. It's JC.
Jake Crowder?
Javon Carter.
Javon Carter is correct.
Yeah.
42.3%.
That's what I just said. I said when he's hot, I said when he's not shooting, he doesn't shoot. I just fucking said that. Wayne Glory, you piece of shit. Hey, here's something that we're not going to talk about, because we did tape this beforehand. But, and I'm wrapping up the show now. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yes, he was first place was Javon. Third place was Grayson. Second place, right between those two, is?
I don't care.
Joe Ingles. All right, go ahead.
Oh, interesting.
We did, because Paul ruined it earlier. We are recording this on a Tuesday morning.
Oh, how dare you.
And as we're starting to wrap up this, Matt LaFleur is about to be talking.
Yeah.
And he pulled the Cody Rhodes, according to Mike Garofalo. He said down and said, he sat down and said, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Poor Matt LaFleur. Cody Rhodes. He really gets boned in this situation.
Did you see the report of the this is your boy Gelb. Did you see Gelb's report?
Oh yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah, Gelb. Hold on. Dude, so Gelb here's what LaFleur did say about Rodgers. He said he is not answering questions on Rodgers.
Oh really?
Other than to say, I've got nothing but love and appreciation for what Aaron has done for so many in our organization. A lot of people have been rewarded to see his ability to play.
Shout out Ryan Wood.
Yep, thank you. Gelb says, last night, I was told Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur would have game plan meetings to give Rodgers more say. Sometimes Rodgers would show up to the meeting. Other times he would leave Matt sitting there with no word that Aaron wasn't going to show up.
Bad.
That makes sense. I read that.
Yeah, let me read it again, because I thought you delivered it. Here's Zach.
Yeah, it was bad delivery.
I was told Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur would have game plan meetings to give Rodgers more say. Sometimes Rodgers would show up to the meeting, and other times he would just leave Matt sitting there with no word that Aaron wasn't going to show up. End tweet. Dude, that is bad.
Yeah.
Bad, bad. But
how do you – I believe it.
I totally believe it.
By the way, anyone – By the way,
there's also only a couple people who would know that information, so –
Anyone who's unsure of who to believe in this scenario, Goody or Rodgers, I'd be like, I'd have a good guess. Seems to be some he said, she said discourse. Bart, can I actually, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Before we wrap up, can I read you this quote from Ron Rivera? This might be more shocking than anything that's happened about Rodgers. This just came across my timeline 2 minutes ago. It's from Sam Fortier or Fortier. He covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. I'm just going to read you the quote. Ron Rivera, quote, I'm a Big Bang Theory guy, or a big, Big Bang Theory guy. Is that on the record? Quote, oh, yeah.
Well, Ron Rivera, as Toby would tell you, is a very questionable head coach. So that just only further emphasizes the...
Guy went for it on 4th and 1 once from his own 41, and all of a sudden he's Riverboat Ron. He got so conservative last year, people forget.
I don't forget.
All right, Grant, Paul, thank you guys.
Thank You're you. Welcome. This was fun.
Love you both.
What can we expect for opening day content on Thursday? I'm looking forward
to it. So I will be live after Bucks Pacers on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I will be live after opening day.
Live after Bucks Celtics too?
And live after Bucks Celtics. Now, opening day in Milwaukee, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'll probably just be in my basement.
Wear a suit. It'll be funny.
As I used to, yeah.
All right. I will let
you. Love you both. No.
Love you guys.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.